Adjuvant therapy has now become the standard of care for patients with resected non-small cell lung cancer. Until 2005, it was the standard of care for patients with stage 1B to 3A disease. So now we have a brewing controversy in patients with stage 1B disease, whether we should give adjuvant therapy or not. The two questions that are being asked, or the two controversies which are there, include whether it was carboplatin which made the regimen of carboplatin and Taxol fail in 1B disease.
You're talking
because
about
the CLGB 9633 trial at long-term follow-up failed to show an improvement in survival because the hazard ratio fell from 0.62 to 0.80 and the p-value is not significant. Now, there is a word of caution that that trial was still a small trial, still not a completed trial, because now the events have happened and we will see the results one more time in the future. The second issue is that the reason the trial failed is that they did not receive cisplatin-based therapy. So in general, if you look at the results of the other clinical trials, the JBR10 study, the ILT study, and the ANITA trial, there is a role of adjuvant chemotherapy in stage 1B disease, because in those trials it was platinum-based chemotherapy which was used, or cisplatin-based chemotherapy. So I would recommend giving it to a patient with stage 1B disease. But the CLGB trial has shown a sub-analysis that patients who have greater than 4 centimeter size disease, there is still a benefit. But again, we are reading too much into the sub-analysis of these trials, which were not really clear endpoints of these clinical studies. So that's the controversy. So one would be whether we should give treatment for 1B disease, and the second is whether we should give carboplatin-based regimens.
What are your own personal answers in a non-protocol setting?
In a non-protocol setting for stage 1B disease, I offer it to the patient saying that in a small subset it has shown a benefit and in another subset it has not shown a benefit, and let the patient decide whether he wants to take it or not.
But
if it is greater than 4 centimeters in size, then I usually suggest that they take it.
What regimen or regimens?
So the regimen which has been used in most of the clinical trials, which have shown positive results, is the cisplatin-vinorelbine. So if I were to be very objective and scientific, I would say cisplatin-vinorelbine is the regimen of choice because that's the only regimen which has been studied in randomized trials which has shown a benefit over best supportive care. But I think that any cisplatin-based regimen is probably a reasonable alternative. In the U.S., most physicians do not use the cisplatin-vinorelbine regimen. So the two alternatives would be cis-docetaxel and cis-gemcitabine. So those are two reasonable alternatives in the adjuvant treatment setting.
What about the older patient with some comorbidities but still healthy enough to consider therapy?
So the older patient should be considered for adjuvant chemotherapy because the JBR10 trial actually looked at the elderly subset of patients. There were about 155 patients who were elderly amongst the JBR10 trial. And there was still a significant benefit. If you look at the numbers are actually higher than the full trial. There was a 20% benefit with adjuvant chemotherapy in the elderly population. There was a 15% benefit in the overall population. But the magnitude is lower because there are comorbidities. So if five-year survival was 69% versus 66% in the elderly population. So if the performance status is good and patient doesn't have any significant problems, I would offer cisplatin-based chemotherapy. Most patients are able to get only 3 cycles rather than 4.
Any situations where you use carbo in the adjuvant setting?
So that's the controversy which we talked about in stage 1B disease, where we are really benefiting the patients by giving a regimen such as carboplatin and Taxol, because we are here looking for that curative potential of the chemotherapy combination. So I have given it. I'm not saying I have not given it, but I'm shying away from it.